This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And if you follow the sport of politics, today is like opening day of a competitive campaign. President Trump is going to be offering a press conference and responding to some pretty tough hits from, yes, Joe Biden. Joe Biden out on the trail today, competing in the all-important state of Pennsylvania. You remember how Florida was the deciding state in 2000, and everything came down to hanging chads and 527-vote margin in the state of Florida. Pennsylvania could have that range of importance this time. It's not as many electoral votes as Florida. It's eight less. But Pennsylvania is Biden's home state. And if Biden doesn't beat Trump in Pennsylvania, I think it's a Trump victory. It's very likely to be. That's why Biden is kicking off his campaign, really, today with a speech in Pennsylvania. A little bit later, in the middle of this hour, President Trump is supposed to be doing a press conference. I would expect that part of that press briefing will be a fairly energetic attack on the candidate who he styles Sleepy Joe, who appears to sound pretty wide awake, caffeinated at least, for his remarks earlier today. We'll bring you all of that. We'll go to the president live when he talks. But first, there is all kinds of big news from the world of sports. Just two stories quickly, and then an amazing statement by the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, Pete Carroll, who's, by some arguments, the best, the most successful, the most gifted coach in the NFL at the moment, and maybe ever. I mean, he's extraordinarily good working with his team, and he has something to say about America and the history of racism and the history of our country, which may astonish you. But first off, there's this news about the National Football League. I don't know yet. I don't think they've decided yet whether they're going to actually play in front of cutouts like they do in basketball and baseball right now, or whether they will allow real live breathing human beings to actually come to some of the Seahawks games. But if they do come, the AP is reporting that the NFL end zones will be inscribed this season with two slogans. It takes all of us on one end line and end racism on the other. As part of its social justice awareness initiative, the NFL also will allow similar visuals on helmets and caps. Previously announced were decals on the back of helmets or patches on team caps displaying names or phrases to honor victims of racism and or police brutality. Now a T-shirt designed by NFL Players Association Executive Committee member Michael Thomas, a safety with the Houston Texans, can be worn in warm-ups. That T-shirt says, "Injustice against one of us is injustice against all of us," in the front of it. The back says, "End racism." Players can choose either a name or a victim to choose, or one of four preferred phrases that the NFL has approved. Here are the four phrases. Stop hate. It takes all of us. End racism. Or Black Lives Matter. The same choices are available for coaches and on-field officials. Each week, the NFL will feature the story of a victim of social or racial injustice or police brutality. Sounds like fun. and tell that person's story in and around the games, the league said. NBC Sports initially reported the end zone displays and warm-ups designed by Thomas, Michael Thomas. Okay. What if somebody said, okay, in addition to wonderful phrases like end racism, stop hate, it takes all of us, and Black Lives Matter, would you be permitted to wear a slogan that said God Bless America? Or Land of the Free, Home of the Brave? Or something positive about the country? Well, I don't think Pete Carroll would approve of that kind of statement, because he sketched out a whole recounting of American history before the season even began. Here is the head coach, Pete Carroll. And for those of you who don't know, he's a former head coach at USC. And he, to the best of my knowledge, he's white. No, of course he is. And the head coach of the Seahawks said this about America.
As we're speaking about all that's going on, and this is about racism in America, that white people don't know. They don't know enough. And they need to be coached up. And they need to be educated about what the heck is going on in this world. They can't. The black people can't scream anymore. They can't march anymore. They can't bare their souls anymore to what they've been, what they've lived with for hundreds of years, because white guys came over from Europe and started a new country with a great idea and a great ideals and wrote down great writings and laws and all of that about democracy and freedom and equality for all. And then it ain't happened. It is. That's not what happened, because we went down this other road here. We followed economics and rich white guys making money, and they put together a system of slavery. And we've never left it, really. It's never gone away. And the really amazing thing that I've learned is black people know the truth. They know exactly what's going on. It's white people that don't know.
Do you think that Coach Carroll will need to adjust what he's saying? This is what's such a shame is... I love the Seahawks, and I want them to win the Super Bowl, and I love to see success for Coach Pete Carroll, who seems like a genuinely good guy. I mean, that's what you hear about. I've never met the man. But we've never changed the system of slavery. So all those 350,000 young Americans who died fighting for the Union, not to mention the 300,000 who died fighting for the Confederacy, all those deaths were pointless because we never changed slavery. I mean, Shelby Steele, the great black Stanford scholar, has a great new piece on putting American history in perspective. And of course racism has been a problem. It has been, as Condoleezza Rice put it, our original sin. Racism and slavery are the original sin of the United States, and we have never quite expiated it. But for goodness sake, to say that it's never changed, that all those great ideals sketched out by white guys like George Washington and Benjamin Franklin, and yes, Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton, and Benjamin Franklin, who was anti-slavery very much, as was Hamilton, John Adams, also anti-slavery, to say that all those guys were hypocrites because they started a country that was imperfect. And I do think it's very important that the wording in the Constitution, where it says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, not a perfect union, but more perfect. And we'll never perfect the country. We will never be free of problems. We aren't free of problems today. We have them. But for goodness sake, for anyone to compare, you look around and look at the multimillionaires you work with every day. Because being in the NFL, look, I know it's very hard work and it's punishing on the body and difficult and all of that, but guys are doing pretty well. Are they just slaves? Is that what they are? 1-800-955-1776. What is this going to do to the fan base? We will get to that and more on The MedVet Show. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show, I don't believe that all fans are going to enthusiastically sign on to the idea that if you come out to see your favorite black athletes perform and perform at the world-class level in which LeBron James performs and Russell Wilson performs for the Seahawks, I don't I don't believe that Russell Wilson would necessarily sign on or say amen to what Pete Carroll just said, that basically black people are still enslaved. There's a piece today in the New York Times, the NBA finds social justice is a team sport. A new generation of athletes is willing to band together for change. And see, everybody, this is very much like the Obama campaign, where everything was about hope and change. And you would ask people who were very inspired and thrilled about the possibility about Barack Obama being elected president, and he won in a landslide over John McCain and Sarah Palin. But you'd ask people, okay, what's... I understand this campaign is about change. And President Obama said, you are the change that America's been waiting for, to his supporters. Okay, America's been waiting for the change. We got the change. What was it really about? Was it all about that incredibly complex and not tremendously effective or popular or decisive health care bill? What else was the profound change in race relations that Barack Obama brought us? Or is all this intensity right now because we had 8 years of Barack Obama and some very affirmative views of leading black people as Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, and then Loretta Lynch was also African-American, black, and as National Security Advisor. And what was the change? In any event, Michael P. Jeffries, who's a dean at Wellesley College, Hillary Clinton's alma mater, she didn't go to Yale as an undergraduate. Yale didn't have women as part of the undergraduate population in those days. She went to Wellesley. In any event, he writes, some will argue that protest in sports is nothing new, and neither is racism, so nothing will change. On this we agree, the walkout will not end racism. But the NBA walkout, it would be wrong to underestimate this moment. Those who downplay the walkout have an interest in doing so and speak from a place of fear and denial. They fear that it will ripple beyond the professional sports leagues where it has already taken hold into more leagues, cities, and partner industries that stand to profit from the silence of black athletes. They deny the truth about the state of the country, the grievous harm caused by racial oppression, and the inevitability of continued unrest in response to it. It is still early. The NBA players' message may not have reached everyone yet, but it's clear that while these athletes may be ready to return to basketball, they are finished playing America's rigged game. And they have delivered a message that the entire country needs to hear. When it comes to social justice, it's better to think and act like a team. And think and act with what purpose exactly? There's a piece in City Journal under the title Boycotting Themselves Out of Business. And they write, by skipping games for nebulous political demands, and they're as nebulous as they can be. We want change. That's pretty nebulous. By skipping games for nebulous political demands, pro athletes threaten to alienate fans and crater their own industry. TV ratings, mediocre after the season restarted, are down collectively by 40% on the TNT network and 20% on ESPN since their peak, which was nearly a decade ago. Even more troubling is that the league's network TV premium broadcast ratings on ABC are off by 45%, what a former public relations executive at the NBA describes as a cratering of viewership. Now, of course, part of this is, okay, there are no crowds and it's a COVID-19 and pandemic and restrictions and people at home. But wouldn't you think if it weren't for the constant hectoring? And see, one of the things that I think would be very useful for people to do is compare side by side the Al Sharpton March on Washington at the Lincoln Memorial that was supposed to commemorate the march 57 years ago led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And you compare the way the speakers spoke at that march, the first March on Washington, patriotic terms. Dr. King quoted, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. From every mountainside let freedom ring." He quoted that song in his great I Have a Dream speech. Al Sharpton sang in a somewhat different register when he spoke at the Lincoln Memorial this weekend. Listen.
"How it's a shame that black parents have to have the conversation with our children. How we have to explain if a cop stops you, don't reach for the glove compartment. Don't talk back. The conversation. Well, we've had the conversation for decades. It's time we have a conversation with America. We need to have a conversation about your racism, about your bigotry, about your hate, about how you would put your knee on our neck while we cry for our lives. We need a new conversation."
Okay, we need a new conversation. And what is so striking about that is he said, we need a new conversation with America. He's excluding himself from America. One of the things that Dr. King always emphasized, and it's part of the story I tell in God's Hand on America, is he was proud of being an American. And he viewed all those documents and the Declaration and the Constitution and, yes, the Civil Rights Amendments of 1865 and 68 and 70. He viewed all of that as part of our joint national charter, as a promissory note. And for Al Sharpton to say we need to talk, have a conversation with America, stop your hate, your bigotry. In other words, you as America. Us, we're something else. It's an appalling sentiment. Joe Biden actually condemns violence today, moments ago. We'll get to it coming up and get to the president's press conference too.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I am a tremendous fan of law enforcement, and I want to thank the law enforcement. They've done a good job.
President Trump telling Fox News why he wants to head to Kenosha, Wisconsin, even with the Democratic governor saying he should stay away. President Trump continues.
And when the governor says that I shouldn't come or he'd prefer that I not come, I'm the one that called him and said, Tony, you got to bring out the National Guard. Well, I don't really want to do it.
Meanwhile, speaking in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Trump hasn't fulfilled his obligations to Americans.
The simple truth is Donald Trump failed to protect America. So now he's trying to scare America.
Biden, speaking for about 30 minutes, did not take questions from reporters, and the Dow was down 225 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved show, there's a tweet of the day from the CEO of Apple, certainly one of the richest, most powerful individuals in the world. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, Joe Biden speaking today, maybe the formal start of a more vigorous campaign for the Democratic nominee. We'll see. Here's what he said in his condemnation of violence. Today, listen.
It was violence of looting and burning and destruction of property. I want to make it absolutely clear, something very clear about all of this. Rioting is not protesting. Looting is not protesting. Setting fires is not protesting. None of this is protesting. It's lawlessness, plain and simple. And those who do it should be prosecuted. Violence will not bring change. It'll only bring destruction. It's wrong in every way. It divides instead of unites. Destroys businesses, only hurts the working families that serve the community. It makes things worse across the board, not better. No, it's not what Dr. King or John Lewis taught, and it must end. Fires are burning, and we have a president who fans the flames rather than fighting the flames. But we must not burn. We have to build. This president long ago forfeited any moral leadership in this country. He can't stop the violence because for years he's fomented it. You know, he may believe mouthing the words law and order makes him strong. But his failure to call on his own supporters to stop acting as an armed militia in this country shows how weak he is. Does anyone believe there'll be less violence in America if Donald Trump is reelected? We need justice in America. We need safety in America. We're facing multiple crises. Crises under Donald Trump have kept multiplying. COVID, economic devastation, unwarranted police violence, emboldened white nationalists, a reckoning on race, declining faith in the birth and of the right American future. There's no reason why we can't just do so much more than we're doing. The common thread, the incumbent president who makes things worse, not better, an incumbent president who sows chaos rather than providing order, an incumbent president who fails in the basic duty of the job, which is to advance the truth that all of us know, that we're all born with the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That's right, all of us.
Okay, not deathless rhetoric, but imagine how Biden would have helped his own cause if he had included that brief passage in his acceptance speech. I know the acceptance speech feels like it's another era, but it's, what, 10 days ago, 11 days ago. It's really not that long ago. And the Democrats, what were they thinking? Not to mention when you do have millions of people watching, and yes, Biden got a bigger audience listening to his acceptance speech than Trump got listening to his. And why not get this said as clearly as it was said today, said then? But there's something missing also in what Biden said today. And it's something that he needs to do together with some of these outstanding black police officers and who are heads of departments. The commissioner of public safety in Chicago, David Brown, former police chief in Dallas, he's black. The police chief in Portland, which is also just racked by violence and craziness. And by the way, it's not President Trump supporters. No, I don't think we should justify or defend or make a hero of the likes of Kyle Rittenhouse. I feel sorry for him, and I'm sure he's going to get a vigorous defense, but he is going to go to prison. He killed two people. And any conservative looking at somebody with a gun that he does not own legally, going out into public looking for trouble, this is not a conservative position or a conservative value. However, that is one individual. And in general, for Joe Biden to claim or purport that some of the violence going on in the United States is being done by right-wing militias, it's not true. It may become true, God forbid. But this is a shame, because it would cost Biden nothing to talk about some of the cops that he knows and he's met and he's worked with. Do you know Biden started his career right after law school, before he got elected to his first post and then ran for Senate at 29? He was a prosecutor, and guess what? Kamala Harris was a prosecutor, and she ought to be delivering this kind of speech, and she could get a great deal of attention if she gave the same kind of statement that Biden just did, condemning violence, whatever its source, whoever does it, the destruction of property, the ruining of people's businesses, the destruction and damage to their lives. If she took that position, and at the same time, she praised police who in every city across the country are working overtime, are facing new dangers. It shouldn't be such a big effort for Kamala Harris, who's also worked with police departments as a prosecutor, for her to recognize some of the stress and some of the anxiety and some of the uncertainty facing these police officers when they don't know what's going to happen to their jobs, doesn't know what's going to happen to their health. I mean, is it not appropriate to feel some compassion? What about for the black police officers? Of whom, yes, there are going to be and should be increasing numbers, but they're already a substantial proportion of police departments in most big cities. 1-800-955-1776. A tweet of the day, please.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Tim Cook, the head of Apple, tweets out today, "We stand with those who refuse to accept the status quo. The WNBA, the NBA, and all of those who will not tolerate another Jacob Blake, another Emmett Till. We must do better. Lives depend on it." Okay, we all know who Jacob Blake was, and Jacob Blake had an active warrant out for his arrest. He had a criminal history. The New York Post recently published what it was that caused the warrant and his assault on his former girlfriend, and it wasn't the first assault. He had a restraining order against him. Emmett Till was 14 years old. He was killed in 1955, and it was the Ku Klux Klan that killed him, because he allegedly had looked the wrong way at a white woman. It's a horrible, horrible case. And they finally have gotten justice after years and years for Emmett Till's murderers. And yes, they have tried to show protections for signs memorializing the place where Emmett Till was mutilated. And he was before he was buried. To compare Emmett Till to Jacob Blake, he should be healthy, should walk again, I hope he does. But it's the most idiotic comparison. It's the kind of thing that would be flagged on Apple normally, right? If it weren't written by Tim Cook, if it weren't on this side of that issue. We'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Just moments ago, the President of the United States, during that break, began his press briefing. Here is President Trump. Listen.
Vaccines that are very close to the end and hopefully approval. In the United States, we're doing things that nobody thought would have been even possible. This is a process that would have taken, in some cases, years, and we did it in a matter of months. Thanks to the efforts of Operation Warp Speed, we remain on track to deliver a vaccine very rapidly in record time. I also want to provide an update on left-wing political violence that we're seeing in Democrat-run cities. Under my administration, federal law enforcement is working with state and local authorities all over the country to comb through hours of video, track down rioters, looters, and arsonists, and bring them to justice. We've just come up with a report that we've arrested a large number of people. It's over 200, and you'll be hearing about that, but they've been arrested in various cities throughout the United States. We're doing it very low-key, but we're trying to help cities. They are, in all cases, Democrat-run, but we're doing the best we can to help them without really much of a consent. We'd like to have the consent. As an example, in Portland, we could solve that problem in approximately 1 hour, but the mayor refuses, perhaps for political reasons. I don't know why it's good for him to have a city that's falling apart and that's under siege now for 94 days, but really it's been under siege for years, if you know Portland. So to the mayor, I say, whenever you're ready, let us know. We'll solve your problem of violence. We'll solve your problem of crime. We'll arrest those criminals very rapidly, and you'll be able to have some nice evenings in Portland. The Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice are announcing a joint operation center to investigate the violent left-wing civil unrest. And again, in Portland alone, the federal government has already taken care of and arrested 100 rioters. Just in that one city, the wave of violence and destruction that we've seen in recent weeks and months has occurred in cities exclusively controlled and dominated by the Joe Biden party. If you take a look, the top 10 in the country are Democrats. It's Democrat-run cities, and it's a shame, and it can be solved so easy. It can be solved very easily. The violence is fueled by dangerous rhetoric from far-left politicians that demonize our nation and demonize our police. We have to allow our police to do what they're very good at doing. We've taken that power away. They're afraid to lose their pension, their job, their everything. They're afraid to be destroyed. You saw this when left-wing extremists attacked law-abiding citizens attending the Republican National Convention at the White House, including Senator Rand Paul and his wonderful wife, Kelly, what they went through, but other people went through it, too. And that was done very systematically. That was done on purpose. They knew we were having the convention, and they wanted to do everything they could to disrupt it. And the good news is the public is very wise to it. They see what's happening, and they're wise to it. And I think they are probably acting accordingly. Left-wing rioters are repeating the same false narrative about America that you hear about the, really, you hear this from people, what they're saying, how they're saying it, the violence, it's terrible. And again, it's Democrat politicians. I don't know that they're spurring it on or they're afraid to stop it. But in any event, we're there to help. We're there to get things under control. What they did on Thursday night at the White House, just outside of the White House, to people that came from all over the world, is a disgrace. It's a disgrace. And frankly, the mayor, Democrat mayor, Mayor Bowser should have done a better job. She did a very poor job. But at the same time, we had the police were very brave. They helped Rand. I guess it started off with two, and they took a beating. If you can believe this, they really took some heavy hits. One went down, but got right up. And two others joined them, and they were able to get Rand and Kelly through. But it was a terrible, terrible thing to witness. But other people went through similar, not to the extent in terms of taping. We don't have the tapes as strong, but some people went through, from what I heard, as bad or worse. The violent rioters share Biden's same talking points, and they share his same agenda for our nation. And even his strange speech today that he made in Pittsburgh, he didn't mention the fact, and he didn't mention the far left. He didn't mention the far left, or for what I saw, I don't believe he mentioned the word Antifa. Antifa is a criminal organization, and he didn't mention Antifa thugs, but mostly seemed to blame the police and law enforcement. He went on point after point after point. He even talked about those on the right, but he didn't talk about those on the left. And those on the left are the problem, and Antifa's the problem. The rioters and Joe Biden have a side. They're both on the side of the radical left, and that is so obvious. And until that neutralizes, you're never going to have safe areas in those Democrat-run areas. For months, Joe Biden has given moral aid and comfort to the vandals, repeating the monstrous lie that these were peaceful protests. They're not peaceful protests. That's anarchy. That's you look at the agitators, you look at the looters, you look at the rioters. That's not a peaceful protest. They keep using the term. It's so nice. Peaceful protest. And behind the reporter, the cities are burning. We could solve it very quickly if they ask us to come in like we did in Minneapolis and like we just did in Wisconsin, where I'll be going tomorrow. And at least the governor asked me if I could. We would. I said, you got to get the National Guard. And he finally agreed to even a small number. But they were able to take care of things. And that was about 5 days ago, 6 days ago. And ever since, it's been very good. 13 members of Biden's campaign staff donated to bail and rioters. They're getting him out of jail. Looters, they got him out of jail. And his running mate, Kamala, urged their supporters to do the same thing. It's outrageous that they're now seeking to shift the blame for the mayhem. And they really want to put it on the backs of the police. I see it. The police there's just a war on law enforcement in this country. And without law enforcement, we wouldn't have a country. We have very talented people. They're not allowed to do their job. If you give the radical left power, what you're seeing in the Democrat-run cities will be brought to every city in this country. If they have that power, every city in this country could be potentially another Portland or another Chicago where they've had such problems. To defeat them, we must jail lawbreakers, and we must defeat their hateful ideology about this country, about America. We must teach our children that America is an exceptional, free, and just nation worth defending, preserving, and protecting. And that's what we want to do. They want to destroy our country. They're going to destroy our suburbs. But I think I've gone a long way from allowing that to happen. The suburbs are protected, especially with the rule changes that I made. I took them out of the Obama administration. They were going to be made much worse. What we're witnessing today is a result of left-wing indoctrination in our nation's schools and universities. Many young Americans have been fed lies about America being a wicked nation plagued by racism. Indeed, Joe Biden and his party spent their entire convention spreading this hateful and destructive message while refusing to say one word about the violence. They didn't even discuss law enforcement, the police. Those words weren't mentioned. Two words that were taken out were the words under God, two very important words in the Pledge of Allegiance in their caucus. I guess they did it twice. They took it out of their Pledge of Allegiance. I heard it the one time, and I said, that's strange. That's a big change. I figured they maybe made a mistake. Something happened. No, they didn't make a mistake. Then they did it later on. So they took the word, essentially, they took the word God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. We're not taking the word God out of anything. We're not taking it out of our Pledge of Allegiance, and we're not taking the great word God out of anything. At our convention, we highlighted law enforcement heroes and repeatedly emphasized that violence has no place in American political discourse. The left's war on police, faith, history, and American values is tearing our country apart, which is what they want. They think it's good, but it's gotten out of control. They're unable to control this radical left crazy movement, but we can control it very quickly, very, very quickly indeed.
That's the President of the United States, his press briefing today. And this one, a very effective, it seems to me, statement of the case for Trump. And it, of course, you can quibble and say, well, it wasn't the Democratic Convention itself. They said under God in the big convention sessions, these were individual caucuses of the LGBTQ caucus. Yeah, but still, why take out, if you're trying to win support from the American people, why allow radicals to dictate the agenda? This is a case that's being pursued effectively by Republicans at the moment in this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved. And
what are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.